Cool Jobs. David Mall, Series Editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. What's the right job for you? Maybe you have a job, or maybe you are thinking of jobs you can do. Here are some things to think about. Head or hands? In some jobs, you only think and speak and write. In other jobs, you have to use your hands. You make things or make things work. In other jobs, you design things on a computer. Here or there. Some people like to come home every night from work. Others enjoy traveling. They go to different countries and stay in hotels. But sometimes these people have to stay in difficult and dangerous places. Air, sea, or land. Do you like flying in a plane? Do you like to be in or on water? Do you like big cities, small towns, or the country? Do you like hot places like deserts or cold places like snowy mountains? People work in all kinds of places. Safe or dangerous? Many people go to work every day and they come home safe. That's true, but not for all people. Some jobs are dangerous. Some people do these jobs because they have to. There are no other jobs for them. Other people like doing dangerous jobs. Chapter 2. Head or hands? Some people make things with their hands. Others use their heads. Ice sculptor. The city of Harbin is in China. In winter, it's very cold, and people make things with ice and snow. Ma Yu comes from Harbin. He's a famous ice sculptor. But Ma Yu doesn't only work in Harbin. In 2010, people in Finland wanted to open an ice sculpture park called Iceum. Ma Yu took 60 ice sculptors there, and they made a park. There are also ice parks in many other countries. In February, you can visit ice parks in Sapporo in Japan or in Quebec in Canada. In Quebec, you can stay in an ice hotel. You can sleep on an ice bed, drink from an ice glass, and look out ice windows. It's all ice. Roller coaster designer. Do you like roller coasters? Some people do, some don't. Kent Secco really likes them. Roller coasters are his job. He designs them. In 1989, he helped to design a big roller coaster in Ohio, USA. This was the first roller coaster in the world to go up 60 meters. Now the highest roller coasters in the world go up 139 meters. Not all roller coaster designers want to ride on their roller coasters, but Kent does. He really enjoys it. When one of his new roller coasters opens, he's the first person on it. He loves it, and he doesn't have to pay. Makeup for the dead. Carrie Bayer is good with makeup, but she only works with dead people. Some time ago, she said, I went to a funeral. I looked at the dead woman's makeup, and I thought, I can do that better. I was 33 years old, but I left my job. I went back to school and learned about makeup. And how does Carrie feel about the dead people? I enjoy spending time with them and getting to know them in a way. Also, I think I help their families at a difficult time. Robot maker. Amy Kukulia has a really great job. She works with underwater robots. She uses them to learn about the ocean. She works with a robot that is very fast and can tell her a lot of things about the ocean. When Amy was a child, she loved playing in boats and catching fish. And now she's often on the water. She never thinks it's boring. Every day is different. Sometimes she makes parts for robots in Massachusetts. Other times she goes to Hawaii and works underwater. All the time she's learning and asking questions. Chapter 3. Playing games. Do you like playing computer games? Would you like to work with them? Ryan Schwader is a game designer. It can be an interesting job, but it isn't all fun. He has to work many hours, and he doesn't make a very good salary. He has to play many games, but he doesn't enjoy all of the games. Also, he has to think about the games. Why is this one good, and this one not so good? And he has to read many books about games. Another job with computer games is a game tester. Maybe you think it's a great job, but it's really not so easy. A game tester doesn't play a lot of different games every day. Game testers work on one game until it is ready for the factory. So they have to play again and again, and they have to find the problems. They have to talk to other game testers. Do you think it's a great job now? Some people work with games from home. They are called gold farmers. In some computer games, players can make money. This isn't real money, it's game money. They can use it to buy things in the game. Gold farmers play a computer game for many hours to make a lot of game money. But they don't spend their game money to buy things in shops. It's gold to them because other players all over the world buy the game money from them for U.S. dollars. Then the other players spend it in the games they play. Chapter 4. Jobs in Different Places. Do you want to travel to interesting places? Ski in a hot country or work in a submarine? Then read on. Location Scout. Look at the picture. This is from the movie World War Z. This part of the movie is in Philadelphia. But this isn't Philadelphia. It's Glasgow in Scotland. The movie makers came to Glasgow and changed it into an American city. They changed the Scottish street signs for American ones. But why did they do this? Why not make the movie in Philadelphia? Because sometimes it's cheaper or easier to make a film in another place. Do you know this place? This is Hogwarts School in the Harry Potter films. Or is it? It's really Alnwick Castle in Northumberland, England. Location scouts travel all around the world to find good places for movies. Cruise ship waitress. Gabriela Petrauskinė comes from Lithuania. Here she speaks about her job. I'm a waitress on a cruise ship. It's hard work, 70 hours a week. There are 1,000 people on the ship, and they eat a lot of food. I work 6 days and 7 evenings a week. But I enjoy it because the ship goes to interesting places, the Caribbean, the Bahamas, Hawaii, and different parts of Europe. I visit nice places and see a lot of new things. On the ship, we have parties, movies, and dance nights. Also, you can go to classes and learn lots of things, like new languages. Cook on a submarine. Australia has 3 cooks on some of its submarines. They work together in a very small kitchen and make 3 big meals a day for up to 58 people. They have to travel a lot, and they can be away from home for 6 months. Food is very important for people on a submarine because life there can be really boring. It's not an easy job, but it pays well. The cooks make a salary up to $200,000 a year. That's about $205,000. The only person on the submarine to make a bigger salary is the captain. Snowmaker. Mark Simpson is a snowmaker. He works for Acer Snowmech in England. We make places to ski inside, Mark says. It really is snow. It looks like snow and feels the same as snow in the Alps. And we can make many different kinds of snow. Mark goes to different countries, and sometimes he makes snow in the desert. People from cold countries know about snow, but in a hot country, snow is something new. People don't know about it. It's interesting for the adults, but the children really love it. Chapter 5. Dangerous Jobs. Some people have dangerous jobs. You can read about some of them here. Lewis Mitchell is a fisherman in Scotland. He says, "It's my father's boat. My brother also works on it. All the men in my family are fishermen. Fishing is a dangerous job. Many fishermen die every year all over the world." Carlos Jimenez is a coal miner in Colombia. Carlos says, "All my family live in this town. The job is dangerous, but there's no other work here, and I don't want to leave." Carlos and Luis have dangerous jobs, but there aren't many other jobs in their towns. But some people choose dangerous jobs. Let's look at one. Simona Fraser is a pilot in Alaska. "I'm from Chicago," she says, "but I don't like big cities. So I studied at a college in Alaska. Then I learned to fly. A friend taught me. After college, I went back to Chicago and got a job. But I wanted to live in Alaska. So I made some money and bought a small plane. Now people pay me and I show them the animals. I love Alaska. It's very beautiful here." But isn't flying dangerous? "Yes," she says, but I don't worry too much. Chapter 6. What do you think? Which person in the book is answering this question? What are the good and bad things about your job? I visit a lot of interesting places, but I have to work 70 hours a week. Now think about these jobs. Think about one good thing and one bad thing for each job. Ice sculptor. Game designer. Location scout. Submarine cook. Pilot. Nature photographer. Think of the things you like. Look at these. I like water, computers, to cook, to travel and see new places, movies, ice and snow, to work inside, places with no people, animals, flying, to work with my hands, dangerous things. Now think about three fun jobs for you. What are they? Why are they good for you? I want to be a nature photographer because I like animals and I want to travel and see new places.